a change. A change has come over me. He washed away all my sins and he made me whole. He changed my life complete, and now I sit at his feet to do what must be done. I should have my Savior's feet to do. I'm gonna do what must be done. I'm gonna work and work until my Savior comes. A wonderful change. A wonderful change over me. Oh, he changed my life complete. And now I sit, at my Savior's feet. I'm gonna do what must be done. I'm gonna work until my Savior comes. A wonderful change. Over me. Oh, a wonderful change. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. When the priest invokes the Spirit, a change takes place. But it also should be a change that takes place in the woman or man who comes in contact with the Holy Spirit. We should become more and more like Christ. To forgive, to love, to serve, to include. We could just see that there's one human family. Before we leave this place, let us pause for a moment to reflect upon the gifts received. Let us pray. Oh God, you bestow heavenly gifts upon your church today at Pentecost. Safeguard, we pray, the grace you've given to us. And pour out the Holy Spirit upon her, that in the spiritual food and drink, we might be changed to become your new people. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.